Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is the third program visiting Stan McDonald, one of the finest living masters of soprano sax in the traditional jazz style, particularly in the manner of Sidney Bechet. This is Stan McDonald with pianist Terry Waldo in 1994. But Stan told me he'd met Waldo years earlier.
Terry and I hit it off very, very well. I first met him when we recorded together with the Black Eagles in St. Louis in 1973. We did a studio recording on the Goldenrod Showboat. He filled in for Bob Pillsbury, and that album called On the River was nominated for a Grammy. I enjoyed Terry very much then, and then later on at a place called The Foundry in Walpole, not far from here.
Swing That Music, Stan McDonald with Terry Waldo. It's the first of many performances by McDonald with jazz greats that we'll be hearing during this hour of Jazz Rhythm. Jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. I'm Dave Radlauer, thanks for joining me. Now this program will consist entirely of rare, one-of-a-kind, and unissued performances from Stan's personal tape library. We'll feature him in live appearances with trumpeter Doc Cheatham and legendary pianist Sammy Price, Ralph Sutton, and Art Hodes. Stan McDonald joins the masters on this hour of Jazz Rhythm. I'm talking once again with Stan McDonald. Welcome again, Stan.
Hi, Dave. It's a pleasure.
This is the third of our programs. Visiting with Stan, he's at his home in Sherburn, Massachusetts.
That's right. Semi-rural Sherburn.
How far from Boston are you?
18 miles southwest.
It seems like Terry Waldo is as good a place as any to start. I didn't realize how important Waldo was in the revival of ragtime music in the mid-1970s.
No question about it. He hosted or produced or something an NPR show called This Is Ragtime and wrote a book by the same title in 1976. He's a real expert and one of the best living ragtime pianists.
Now, you guys got together in 1994. This was a quartet. The rhythm section was guys you'd been, or at least the bass and drums were guys that you'd been working with. The bass is Ken Steiner and Harvey Simmons on drums.
Yes, Harvey was a really, really fine drummer.
So these were guys that you were working with at the time?
Yeah, at the time, they were my regular band members.
Your band, of course, is the Blue Horizon Jazz Band. which you've been fronting since about 1982?
81. That's when after I left the Black Eagles and I started that band.
Now, this 1994 performance, you sound really great on these.
Well, thank you. It was a fun, easygoing situation. We played at a place called The Foundry, if I mention that, in Walpole. Nice, relaxed scene, good acoustics. And my band had been playing there regularly for some time before that. It wasn't just Terry, but we got Terry as a guest on that occasion. As in just about every other thing, it's the rhythm section that makes the difference on how I phrase. Now, Terry plays more simply as an accompanist. He gives me more freedom.
We've picked numbers that put you in front of the band more so than the rhythm section. Another tune from this session, this 1994 session, was What Is This Thing Called Love? With Terry Waldo. It was a tune that Bechet had recorded, and I think your conception is somewhat like Sidney's.
You're correct. That diversion inspired me.
Superb, What Is This Thing Called Love, featuring Stan McDonald's fabulous soloing skills in the style of Sidney Bechet, accompanied by Terry Waldo on piano. During this hour of rare live performances, you'll be hearing Stan joining several jazz greats of the last century, including trumpeter Doc Cheatham and the legendary pianist Sammy Price and Art Hodes, a jazz rhythm exclusive. I'm Dave Radlauer. My guest is clarinetist and soprano sax master Stan McDonald. You were visited at the Sherburn Inn by Ralph Sutton.
Right, not just one occasion. He played with his trio and me from 1995 there to 2000. And he died at, in 2001, I think, yes. He'd make an annual appearance here, and we packed the place. Well, I first heard Ralph at Condon's in 1953 when I was about 16. Now, he didn't meet him again until I was in Colorado with the Black Eagles for some festival or other. And he was playing solo piano at a certain club. I reintroduced myself to him after all those years. I'm sure he didn't remember me, but he was so very pleasant and cordial. He bought me a drink right away, and then he had me come up and play a duet with him on St. Louis Blues. I'm telling you, his rhythm was so supportive as a pianist, as much so as anyone I've ever played with, maybe more. Mm-hmm. I felt like I was floating on air, and it was effortless for me to play on that. As intimidated as I might have been by this master, he put me right at ease, and I played well over my expectations.
Yeah, I think that's the sign of a great musician, one who is listening to the other people they're playing with.
Well, that's absolutely essential. And Ralph was certainly one of the best in that respect.
He was from a slightly earlier generation than you, born in the early 20s, and he was very committed to the stride style, the Harlem stride of Fats Waller and James P. Johnson with that walking left hand.
Well, he was a master at that.
We're hearing rare live performances of Stan. These are from his personal library. They're taped on cassette machines and, of course, were never intended for broadcast. And we've gone through and selected some of the best material.
Just let me mention, I forgot that the rest of the rhythm section was Jack Lesberg on bass. Jack was Louis' bass player in that famous African tour he made in 1960 or so. And Buzzy Druten is on drums on some of them.
On the tune we're about to hear from 1995, which is James P. Johnson's Old Fashioned Love, we can hear that stride style come through very clearly on Ralph Sutton playing piano. I think you've also got a vocal on this.
Yeah, and not a bad one, I think, to be honest with you.
Well, I agree. Otherwise, we wouldn't be hearing it.
I get a half a tape of about everything.
Change it around for me. Got that old fashioned faith in my heart.
Yeah.
fine performance by my guest, Stan McDonald, with pianist Ralph Sutton. I'm Dave Redlauer. Thanks for joining me, visiting with Stan McDonald, as Stan joins the Masters. Still ahead this hour of Jazz Rhythm, trumpeter Doc Cheatham and pianist Sammy Price. Next up in this parade of restored archival treasures of Stan with jazz greats is pianist Art Hodes. Hodes was a significant player in Chicago and New York jazz during the 1930s and 40s. Art was virtually the house pianist at Blue Note Records in the 40s. He recorded and performed with some of the top names in jazz: Louis Armstrong, Wingy Minone, Eddie Condon, and Pee Wee Russell, to name just a few, and is heard on more than 50 long-playing records and compact discs. Notably, Hodes commented about jazz in print and presented music on radio and television for decades before his death in the early 1990s. Though he worked mostly in the traditional jazz and Dixieland settings, to me, he shines brightest when playing blues in a jazz context. In the early 1980s in New England, my guest Stan McDonald encountered Hodes at Sandy's Jazz Festival, the same venue, incidentally, where Stan played alongside trumpeter Wild Bill Davison.
I met him the first time at a place called Sandy's Jazz Revival up in Beverly on the North Shore here. And that's when I sat in with him, also with Wild Bill, incidentally. Wild Bill turned to me in a loud voice, audible to everybody in the room, "Don't play so effing loud."
But that's ironic, because Davison was an inordinately loud player himself.
That's the thing, yeah. Well, he was pretty old then. He was about 85, I think, at that point.
Uh-huh.
And maybe he was feeling put upon in some way.
Now, was that some years before this 1983 performance with Jimmy Mazzie?
No, that was at the same time. I think it was probably the same night that I was playing with Hodes and Wild Bill. And anyway, Hodes was a wonderful ensemble player, akin to Ralph in the nature of his playing. He was so very, very supportive. He had a very, very excellent rhythmic style, just the same, which was, in fact, maybe even easier to play over than stride, because Ralph wouldn't always be playing stride when you were soloing, you know.
Uh-huh.
But Art Hodes had a terrific shuffle rhythm in his left hand. The shuffle being, he would play like 8 to the bar within accenting the 4 beats. It was almost like boogie, but with a 4 beat emphasis, mm-hmm. if you can figure that out.
Well, yeah, because boogie is, in some ways, just sped up blues. That's why I wanted to play a little of the C.C. Rider, even though it's a bit long for our purposes today. It just shows how strongly he embodied the blues tradition. Let's talk a little about this ensemble. If I got it all right, it's a quartet. Art Hodes on piano, Jimmy Mazzie on banjo, and
Jack Pagnotti on drums, if I'm not mistaken. He was also the bartender at the place, in fact.
At Sandy's?
Yeah.
He is very good. He provides a really nice drive on these tunes. And we could talk just briefly about Mazzie. Mazzie's not well known outside the traditional jazz world, and or even outside necessarily the New England area. He has a very distinctive personal sound on banjo.
And he's a great single-string soloist as well as a rhythm player.
The four of you got along very well at this 1983 performance at Sandy's Jazz Festival.
Well, I thought so.
I think we've picked Mandy, Make Up Your Mind. I don't know how large Sandy's is. Is it indoors or outdoors, this venue?
Oh, no, it's indoors, and it's actually rather small. I think it maybe seated 80 or 90 people tops. And the tables were right up under the bandstand. It was about table height. Tables were right smack up against the bandstand, and people were right in front of you.
This certainly came together nicely.
Well, it was a very, very pleasant gig.
Was this your first time playing with Hoodies?
Yes, the first and only.
I think we've also picked Ain't Gonna Give Nobody None of My Jelly Roll.
Right.
Excellent work by my guest Stan McDonald in 1983 with pianist Art Hoodies, Jimmy Mazzie banjo, and Jack Pagnotti drums. The tunes were Mandy Make Up Your Mind and I Ain't Gonna Give Nobody None of My Jelly Roll. You can find more of Stan's rare and unissued treasures at the Jazz Rhythm website, jazzhotbigstep.com. You can find Stan's CDs at his website, bluehorizonjazzband.com. As you can hear, Stan McDonald is a world-class reed player who deserves wider recognition, and I hope this series brings a greater appreciation of his remarkable skills and talents. Just ahead, you'll hear Stan with trumpeter Doc Cheatham aboard the Jazz Boat in Boston Harbor. First, though, we talked about his longtime friend, Gil Roberts. Gil was a black banjo player who made a few records back in the 1920s, but had fallen into obscurity and retired from music. Stan told me how he helped coax Gil Roberts back into performing.
In the 20s and 30s, he played in 34 countries in Europe and North Africa, including for King Farouk's harem. That's directly from Gil to me. Of course, I didn't meet him until I was in college at UMass. He was shoveling coal in the furnace room at the Lord Jeff Club. It was a fraternity, I think, called the Lord Jeff Club. And he was shoveling coal there, and Tony Pappas, my trumpet player, and I went down and met him in the furnace room and got him to join our band we called the New Orleans Jazz Doctors. That was about 1955. Gil played with us from then up into the 60s.
From what I can tell from listening to the recordings, he was quite a showman, almost in the old vaudeville style.
Oh, very much so, yeah. I mean, he'd swing the banjo around his head and without missing a beat, you know. And of course, he'd sing and shout and everything. He was the life of the party, always. We played at the fraternity circuit all throughout New England, and he was always the star attraction. They'd have parties up there that would start at 2 a.m. They'd start, and we'd play like 2 to 5, and then catch a few hours sleep, and then drive back and play a milk punch party at Middlebury College from like noon to 2. I couldn't do that now. All fraternity parties. At that time, our kind of music was the music of choice at fraternities. I should have mentioned this also. He was one of the warmest and kindest people I've ever known.
Can you give me an example of that warmth or that generosity?
He was just that way, personally. He would always advise the band in a very constructive way about how we might sound better or whatever, but I don't think I ever saw him frown in his whole life. He was just always upbeat and enthusiastic.
In fact, you can hear this in the performances with him. He's mugging for the audience.
Yeah, well, he would always evoke a tremendous response from the audience. And, he'd stamp his foot to the rhythm and fling the banjo around his head without dropping it, without missing a stroke, I'm telling you.
That's delightful.
One of the most remarkable things is that he lived to be 106. He died only 8 years ago in 2002. He was always encouraging the guys. If you played a good solo, he'd say, "Nice breathing, Stan." He'd holler in the background.
Just so listeners can hear Gil Roberts, we're going to be hearing a little bit of Down in Honky Tonk Town, and this is with the new Black Eagle Jazz Band in the early 70s.